Nobody in this room.
Who wants to die for art?
I do.
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the center of the earth and wherever the hell you are right now. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. In studio with me, as always, are my good friends, Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick. We've also got Chewy back in the house this week.
What's up?
And we've got another return, another band from the past this week. We've got Merkin today.
And from the future.
We ran out of bands.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Woo! Merkin! Merkin!
Motherfucking Merkin.
I love those guys. They're cool.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Merkin once.
Well, I hate to interrupt you, but I have to go directly to a celebrity phone call.
We are 8 minutes late.
Paris Hilton.
Angelina Jolie.
Wait, no, that's the voicemail.
Oh, shit.
That's my second.
Just play that.
Oh, no.
No talking.
So
right now.
We missed it. Huh?
Are we trying again?
There's no talking.
Oh, no. That's a voicemail from like 10 a.m.
Only ringing.
Let's see.
And ask me who our guest is.
Who is your guest?
Who's your guest?
We'll see.
Merkin.
Oh, no.
We'll see who? Last name C?
He is on set.
What's
the
C stand for?
Cunt.
Oh, still ringing.
Yeah, you know what C stands for.
Canadia. Are you making a call to Canadia?
No, to Missouri.
Oh. Missouri?
You reached 816.
What
an interesting.
In case you guys need to get a hold of Will C.
So, yeah.
Who's going to be?
Will C.
Will
no.
C.
No, really, okay. His name's
his
William
name is Will,
C?
And then last name, last
C.
Initial C.
Oh,
is a big, C. giant,
it's
hairy
terribly
C.
Clever.
Now, he did. He's in Kansas City, Blue Springs area, I believe, and he is on set for something this evening until
Blue
about
Springs
10 o'clock
house.
Our time. So I'll just let you know, he's going to be at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club this very weekend.
We love the Reno Comedy Club.
Maybe he'll give us a call back in the next little while. Maybe we'll try again
sure,
in
fuck
5,
hope
10
so.
Minutes.
That was the worst little phone call ever.
That was pretty good.
Anticlimactic after all the hype.
That was worse than the fake Will Durst call. Yeah.
From Will Durst to Will
C. Should I have
Fred
Morgan
Durst's
call us?
Brother?
No, do not have Morgan call us and pretend to be a comic. Morgan gives comics. Stop it, Dane. Dane's trying to snatch my coffee.
Oh, shit.
You gotta watch that guy.
It's my
you're creaming
big
your sugar.
This is my big, giant cup of go fuck
I'm
yourself.
I'm trying to salvage the coffee out of your cream and sugar.
Yeah, well, there's more in the kitchen. Too bad we don't have an intern anymore.
I don't know what that noise was.
Intern.
What was that?
I'm not sure what that
is. It's a bird. It's a bird that flies around this house.
Spunk.
The long-billed queer can.
Spunk.
This is how this is going. Give me some more of that whiskey.
Oh, there is no more whiskey.
You guys already drank all the whiskey.
I have consumed.
Debaucherous episode already.
Stop it.
You gotta have a lot more.
Dane and his slow moving, his Roman hands and Russian fingers. He's a Euro guy. Yeah.
So Rory, how was your Earth Day weekend? What'd you do this week?
I had a great weekend. Thank you, Nick. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
I wrote it down so I didn't forget. Let's see. Oh, Friday. So Friday, I went to the Traveling Miracle Show.
Was Jesus there?
It's a vaudevillian type show from Vegas area with performance artists and installation artists.
And since then, Rory has stopped talking over people.
No.
Was Jesus there?
I was trying to think of a miracle.
No, and yeah, there were no unicorns there as advertised, so I was a little disappointed.
You can't say there's unicorns and then not have unicorns.
However, there was a strange man shoveling dirt wearing nothing but a black athletic supporter, a black ski mask, and blowing on a child's rape whistle.
Not that That's, miraculous,
oh,
I wouldn't say.
Oh, that kind of a party.
It was some sort of behavioral training for him. Mm-hmm. In one of the back rooms, there was also this never-ending bottle of Miller Lite on a projection dripping into a bowl that had water in it.
Another guy made tea and was dressed up like a space guru.
Correct
wizard.
Me if I'm wrong.
Where's the miracle?
Toys R Us makes the child's line of rape whistles. Right?
Yes, it's, yes. Toys R Us brand kids.
It's made in China,
whistle.
But it's definitely marketed.
No, it's one of those you know whistle whistles, but
yeah, they're made in China and they don't fucking work.
That's what
and,
they say.
You know.
Yeah. The children's rape whistle is brightly colored. Right, as compared to the adult,
and made of cheap
certain
plastic.
Star Wars characters or Rainbow Bright or whatnot.
Right,
got little
exactly.
Tickle me Elmos on them.
So, yeah,
maybe
whoa,
it's,
that's
maybe it's just a whistle and not a rape whistle. But aren't all whistles rape whistles?
It's a
they are if you're getting
Elmo
raped.
Whistle.
Exactly.
Oh my god, right.
Josh, that's for you. Yep. Your first ding. Welcome back to the show, friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back, Josh.
Hey, it's good to see you guys.
Who's or Josh?
Positive I think we had such a good time with Rory's weekend. Let's. What did you do this weekend?
I worked up until Friday. I got home from Elko on Saturday. So I didn't do much, you know, Saturday, hung out with the family. Sunday went to Earth Day with my daughter, and
yeah.
The highlight of that for her wasn't the hippies or the drums or anything like that. She really liked the ducks and the dogs.
Oh, yeah. Ducks, I did, ducks
I
are better than hippies.
I also did a whole lot of nothing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Ducks are
I
hippies.
Played guitar at my house.
I got to see the Knicks game.
Brad.
I love baseball.
That was cool.
But
yeah.
It's a Sunday the Earth Day.
Sunday,
baseball.
Earth Day was cool.
The Earth Day was
yeah.
fun.
Sunday, yeah, they went to Earth Day with my daughter for a couple hours. My wife was having a baby shower at my house, which I didn't really want to be
baby
around
showers.
For.
Perfect.
When I got
yeah.
home, my good friend Evan came over and told
baby.
Me they were having a little memorial party for Dale Kellums, and I went with him to that, and that was
oh,
fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
A lot, a lot of flyers and a lot of videos and stuff like that. It was really pretty cool to be around some of Dale's friends and see all that, so it was fun. That's about it.
So I didn't go to Earth Day, but I found out that I found out that Greg sideswiped an ambulance at Earth Day.
Really? Greg Gilmore of the Canes
yeah.
sideswiped an ambulance?
Yeah.
Was breaking news. Yeah.
The guy was going to live, too.
Nick's all wide-eyed, like, is this a bit? Is this a joke?
No, not a joke. I got a text from one of our stragglers, and he was like, hey, dude, I just saw Greg sideswipe an ambulance at Earth Day.
Oh, and I looked up the guy's file online. He actually died from it.
No,
yeah.
You did not.
No, the driver. None of that was true.
April Fool's.
Patchouli overdose.
No, Earth Day was great. I drove down to Gardnerville, picked Rico up at a swimming lesson, and then drove all the way back. So that in itself was a really exciting start to my Sunday. You know, the drive to Gardnerville and back. But we get to Earth Day, and we're walking around, and she hears some music start playing from a stage and go, oh, Daddy, that's why you brought me here. It's Crush! And starts jumping up and down and runs towards the stage.
Damn.
My daddy is the best.
Yeah, no, Crush. She goes... And we sat down. For,
that was a yeah, no.
Sat there for a song and a half, and she said, Daddy, can we go get my face painted and come back to watch the rest of Crush? And I said,
haven't you seen the shows where the
yes.
Crush paint, they actually paint the faces of children?
While they're singing.
Wow, we missed that show.
It's cute.
But I said, yes, honey, because as we had earlier walked past the face painting
Crush.
Line, it was easily 45 minutes long and 200 feet away from the pounding, throbbing madness of Crush.
Throbbing. Wow. So
throbbing madness of Crush.
God.
Getting all throbbed out.
How throbbing is it?
Oh,
on.
It's pretty throbbing. Don't
come
you remember?
On, 19.
One of them's like 23.
Well, then that makes more sense. One of them's 40.
Yeah, I remember when I was 23. That
I've got the one
throbbing.
Fat guy in the group.
Isn't that Mike?
I think it is.
Yeah. Oh, I love
that's
Mike.
Like the guitarist for The Offspring.
Smiley
he was the
Mikey.
Janitor at their high school.
I think that may be
they're
an
like,
urban
hey,
legend.
Man.
We need a janitor, and we think you could really dial in the role.
You taught me how to play guitar when I was 12.
It's
know?
A good thing nobody listens to this thing.
But
you're supposed to be shaking.
That was a blast. That was a lot of fun. And then
we're just kidding. Lots of people listen.
Oh,
yeah.
Lots of people.
Yeah.
No,
it's a joke. It's a running gag we have on the show about nobody listening.
15 of them.
Riku also got into what she now is calling the tummy dancers.
No. What are
The floppity
belly
bellies?
Dancers?
The belly dancers. Mm. Of,
frumpity dumpities.
That was inappropriate.
Not all, my friend.
No,
not all.
I know. I'd say
way to be insulting.
40%.
But Riku went up to all of the dancers afterwards, and I heard what she said to three of them, and
fuck
I think
you.
It all went the same. Yeah, fuck you, honey. You know, what she said. What she said was,
"You're a horrible father."
He's father of the year award right over here.
He's a really good.
Oh,
daddy.
That's your.
Hey, I know. You didn't. She didn't really say that. You did some.
Hey Rick.
What
does she think of? What does she think of Alon's alternative lifestyle? What is he?
She hates that. Wait.
He's
a. You are such a princess.
No, actually, he's a
faggot.
Yeah, one of them.
Faggot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, to get
no,
we,
she
we
went
had
up
to say
to...
fag and git, and they put it together.
No, it was Saget. It was Bob Saget. I had her say Bob Saget.
That's why she sounds like she's asking a question.
Yeah, no. And then I had her say truck you, and then had her say fun. And it turns out it's really easy to make fuck.
I had a fun truck.
I made fuck this morning.
Fun truck.
I made truck. Fuck.
She went up to each one of the dancers. I'm pretty sure what she said. You dance pretty cool. That was sweet.
Nice.
She was calling everything sweet for the afternoon. Hey, Dad.
Even I awesome. Thought that was gay.
Earth Day's pretty sweet.
It was pretty sweet.
And let's see. She likes Six Mile Station. Aww. She didn't want to stay for him. Listen to one song.
Alain Berton from Merkin is also in that band.
Yeah, he won't paint your face while he plays guitar, though.
It's called Moonlighting.
But she didn't want to hear the first song, wanted to leave, and I said, no, we're going to listen to one song. And then it was, Daddy, can we listen to one more song? Daddy, can we listen to one more song?
She was dancing.
And then on the last song, you know, you said, hey, this is our last song. And she's like, one more song, right, Dad? And I'm like, yep, one more song. And then after that song, Daddy, can we stay for one more song? I'm like... You can, but I'm leaving Earth Day like everybody else.
So is the band. Tis no more.
I guess what I really want to come out of this podcast is for the world to know that Merkin.
Sorry. To come out of this
podcast. Merkin owns a lawn.
You own a lawn? Is it attached to a house?
All rights reserved.
He's our Alon gnome.
Well, because Alan is his slave name, and as long as we call him
so
Alon,
he is
like
your
we
slave.
Own the slave.
No, but really, Alan was the slave name, and Alon is his Malcolm X.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
that's what he just said.
But dude, like death cage match fight between you and Spike. Spike will get him.
Pshaw!
Yeah,
Spike will get me.
Oh, no. If you were Spike,
Spike will get along.
It was
you mean me between
it's more
Dane
like
and Spike.
Dane and Tyson.
Yeah, if I fought totally anybody in their band except for maybe Nathan, I might
really
die.
Choose your champion. I'm gonna say
no. Nathan would kick
I'm gonna
your
say
ass.
In
he'd
a fight,
the laser
the three
and
of
kill you.
I'd want Jeremy to be. He'd be my pick.
Yeah, Jeremy
to be the
is
champion of the band.
Well,
he looks
depends
wily.
On how much cocaine there is.
That's exactly
not
exactly
not you know anything.
Thank God nobody listens to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I'm a pillar of the goddamn community, damn it.
He is a pillar.
I own a business.
A pillar of
can't be
no
talking
salt.
Shit like that, dude.
Some Sparks PD guys listen to this, but if you don't come over here, you're all right.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're too much of a hippie. You'd break. And no,
me?
Really,
you've
got
you
the wrestler's
know.
Build.
We've
the,
only had
the,
one.
Well, plus you are
fight.
You're a local.
My grandmother's heart.
You're a local business owner. You know not how to play not fair.
You know? He's got that calm, quiet guy thing where when he snaps,
yeah, it looks like he's gonna snap. Yeah.
But
totally.
He also has a bad liver, and you
normal,
can take him out.
Then,
I was gonna say instead of putting his dukes between his face,
my liver's been doing me pretty good over the years.
Well, really, you want to be that guy
not
everybody thinks
yet.
Is the first likely one to crack because they never are. It's always the least likely one to crack.
Right. But when he cracks, watch out.
Fuck is that
look out, man.
There's no putting me back.
Whoa.
Together.
No. We
step
said coke,
fucking
not
Humpty
crack.
Dumpty, and the king don't care.
Humpty Dumpty.
Put down the crack.
Shake.
Advice from a 3-year-old.
Should we, you know, it's 7:50. Should we try the phone call again?
Mm. Yeah, give him a call.
Would they be like, now that we're 20 minutes late, maybe they'll be happier?
I got a text from him recently saying,
fuck you guys, I hate you.
I am in a
stage right now, quit bugging me.
All
right,
here we go.
A way to ruin my shit.
Uh-oh. I'm at DUI school.
It's ringing.
This is going to be awesome. Get ready, America.
Hello, Will C.
Hey, Roy, how you doing, Mike?
How are you? Welcome to the worst little podcast in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Internationally known comedian, Will C.
Oh, bravo.
How are you doing, sir?
Yeah. We have a rattlesnake.
So you're out, let me take a guess, 816, that's like Blue Springs, Kansas City?
Yeah, I'm originally from Kansas City, so...
Cheers.
I worked hard to get that 5233 spells lapse, so when I moved to L.A., I kept the number.
Nice.
Not giving it up.
So when are you going to be out here in Reno? Remind me?
I'm going to be here this weekend. I'm going to head up tomorrow. I'm going to stop in Tahoe, and then I'm headed to Reno to do these three shows this weekend, a little fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project, and looking forward to it.
What's the project?
We're going part of the proceeds from the ticket sales this weekend are going to the Wounded Warrior Project.
Oh, the Wounded Warrior. Okay, great. Yeah.
That's an excellent organization that's been doing a lot of work.
We support our troops.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So, yeah, as a veteran, I'm happy to be able to give back and do this. So, yeah, it's cool.
Ah, well, hey,
thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for serving, sir. You know, it's an honor and a sacrifice I never made.
For the freedom I have so we could do this
podcast.
And
I have a kid in a stupid podcast where I say fuck all the time, so.
Okay, you fought for that. I didn't know what the language barrier was, so I've been trying to keep it cool, so.
No FCC regulations whatsoever.
Fuck,
pussy, whatever. But if you like, and that's our audience, the eight losers that listen
bleached
to us.
Asshole.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, we're at 12 this week. We're at 12.
100.
1,200.
1,000,000,000. 12,000,000,000.
So have you been touring long?
I've been doing comedy, for 18 years, believe it or not.
Wow. So you've been on the road a lot.
I've road dogged my ass off. And the last couple of years I've been touring with a group called the GIs of Comedy, all military veterans that now are stand-up comedians. I just came off that tour at the end of December. We wrapped up. Now those guys are continuing on touring, and I personally I came off to kind of do a bigger project for myself that I had to dedicate myself to, so I've now pulled off that, but it's been a crazy run. I moved out here to LA about 6 years ago and still get out there on the road and do the club scene in Canada and the US and try to make as many people laugh as I can, but I act as well, so you got to be in LA to do the acting and be available to your agent for commercials and blah blah blah. So
tackle it all like a juggernaut, man. Cheers. Well, thanks for coming up here to Reno and visiting our little comedy shop at the Pioneer Underground.
I love that place. I've been doing that for I think I'm going on 4 years of coming up there. I really enjoy it.
Damn it. One of my other guests is stealing my coffee. I'm sorry. Bad Dane. No more whiskey for you.
Ask Will.
We were being such good guests.
Subjects he's going to be talking about.
I think that's rule one. Yeah, it's right up there with Fight Club. Like, you don't talk about Fight Club, and you don't take somebody else's coffee.
Especially not the host of the show. I'm just going to shut your microphone off here in a second.
If he had the power.
Especially when it says
I don't have that kind of power.
You didn't even see the three times.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
That's Dane's fault, too.
If you're not actually in Fight Club.
That's coffee on the phone.
No, right. We're still there. You're still there, right, Will?
We'll see.
Had a
you're not burnt by his
accident
cream
with
and
the
sugar,
phone.
Are you?
Nice. No, I'm here.
Okay.
Yay.
Cheers.
That was scary for a minute.
Okay. What do you talk about usually in your show?
I'm from the Midwest, and I'm not the smallest guy ever, and obviously going through the three branches of the military like I did with the Air Force, Marine Corps, and the Army, being a guy that was always been fighting weight problem, I talk about that and just, kids and life, and, deal is I try to take a topic or whatever, and I will take it as far as I can take it, so,
Okay.
I'm a goofball, I'm a nut on stage, I'm crazy, But it's, a lot of observational comedy, just, daily life and the shit that happens with the shit I see,
Tell us about your kids, man. You got some kids?
Can you hear that? My co-host Nick was asking, hey, do you have kids?
I do. I have three.
Hey, congratulations.
21-year-old, 17-year-old, and a 10-year-old that'll be 11, September 11th. My 17-year-old will be 18, May 20th.
Rad.
And their favorite colors are...
Which is amazing, being I'm 29, that I even have kids as old as I do, but you know yet now.
Wow, you're a virile young man. Got to work early.
Indeed.
You know, I was 8 years old on the playground with just a big swinging dick, and the next thing you know, I'm knocking chicks up because that's what I do.
Fucking A.
You are all from the Midwest.
Oh, so yeah.
That's how they do it in Blue Springs.
If I told you shoot
different
cousin,
mothers?
You believe it anymore, wouldn't you?
Different mothers? Or different mothers, or, they offer, or is it with your same lovely wife?
Not my present wife. My children are with my ex.
Oh, cheers.
Right on.
So is mine.
Is there a picture of him on the internet naked in cowboy boots?
Yeah, those exes or something else, aren't
they? Hey, yeah. Where can we find you on the internet?
You can check me out. I've got, if you Google really Comedian Will Smith, you're going to get about 80 pages of shit. But yeah, you can go to my website, which is willsmith.net.
Say that one more time.
I mean, if you... willsmith.net.
willsmith.net.
willsmith.net. Yeah, Google me. I'm on all this shit. MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. I don't think anybody uses MySpace anymore, but if they do, I'm there.
Nobody does.
So yeah, I mean, my YouTube channel is Will C. It's got all my videos and stuff on there if you want to check me out.
Seriously, ask him if there's
I'm
a photo of that.
Out, but I might have room for a couple people on Facebook if you want to friend me. And, yeah.
Okay, I'm great. There,
so. Ask him if there's a picture of him holding the Bible against his crotch in cowboy boots naked. Say that.
No, I'm not. My tech guy wants me to ask you if there's a picture of you wearing cowboy boots holding a Bible to your crotch on the internet.
Naked.
That is me.
Are you naked?
It's
are
awesome.
You naked?
Besides,
he's wearing a red cape.
When I was a kid, I got adopted by
you were a kid and naked?
Fanatic fucks, all right?
Okay.
So I wasn't allowed to dress up for Halloween unless it was a Bible character or some bullshit like that. So
that sucks.
I was a fat kid, all right? I was a fat kid. They didn't make underoos in my size. So my mom decided, you know what? I got you, baby. She decided to take my tidy whitey. She wrote Bible Boy on my crotch. Basically, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort thee kind of attitude.
That's excellent.
That's almost cooler.
I was treated like that when I was 8 years old. That look.
My tech guy thinks that's even cooler. that makes it better.
That was my Halloween costume when I was 8 years old. I had tidy whities. I had a red cape, and I went trick-or-treating exactly like that, holding my Bible and knocking on people's doors saying, God loves you.
Sir, you win the internet. Today,
what
you
religion
win the
was
internet.
It?
Yeah, what crazy cult was this?
JWs.
Was this JWs?
J-Dub and the
Jehovah's
House
Witnesses?
Mama.
What crazy cult was this? Where?
Oh, no. They're just Christian, but over the wall.
Just
Christian.
Normal old. Just,
okay, wait.
Born again.
You're run of the mill rural types. Missouri Christians who. Yeah.
It's the Bible Belt. We're the belt. You know, Missouri's the belt buckle of the Bible Belt.
I grew up in the St. Louis area myself, so yeah. A little more Catholic, but same amount of crazy. Yeah.
I got some Ohio up in here.
Absolutely. So it's just hypocritically religious. You know, you go to church on Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday night, all that shit, and.
Yeah.
Bible quiz, and I did all the crap and
jerked off by the
Bible and Bible
pastor.
Verses and whatever. Aww. And it was a crazy life. I will say that.
Definitely.
You'll get the shit knocked out of you dressing like that on Halloween, just so you know. you may come home with some candy. If you're coming home with a couple black eyes, too.
You may or may not still have your cowboy boots.
A lot of black guys over there. A
couple black guys.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've had a few Halloweens where that's happened. So.
The black guys.
Go home with the black guys.
Well, we're gonna get back to our guests here in the studio. But thanks for taking a little time out from your studio time. And we wish you the best, and hopefully everybody's going to come out and see you this weekend.
We have three shows, guys, Friday night at 8 o'clock, 7 and 9:30 on Saturday at the Pioneer Underground, and I hope to see everybody up there. Thanks a lot, guys, for letting me call in.
Hey, awesome. Thanks, Will. Check them out at willc.com, and check out the Pioneer Underground Reno Tahoe Comedy Club.
Cool.
Very good. Oh,
good time to throw it back to the guests when they're not even in here.
Yeah. Totally. And didn't we call him? He didn't call in.
Well, he called in to get booked.
No, you know what?
Alon's poking holes in all of this madness.
You're pulling the curtain all the way back.
I'm going to pull the curtain back. I've been corresponding with him all day long, And
sounds hot.
Some of the other comics aren't quite as proactive as he was about making our schedules
that was really
work together.
Good with the shaker.
So no, he really did take time out of his day.
Oh, this is awesome radio right now,
and make it to be on the show.
See, making magic, baby. Right.
For one
now.
Thing, it's not even radio.
Yeah, it's gaydio.
Who cares?
It's gaydio. Yes. Yes.
You have permission to leave the studio.
Oh, a la Bertan.
Third guest kicked off the show. Third guest.
And he's been
who else
here
got kicked
even
off?
More than.
I'm sure I've told Felix to leave the studio at least once.
There was that one dude from
he
the
was
Occupy
just here
movement.
A couple weeks ago and he behaved.
And then
know?
There's somebody I'm sure that I. Yeah. Just mumble off into the sunset on that one.
I love the gays. Absolutely.
Play a fucking song. I have to wipe coffee off my arm.
We're playing the songs now? I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's a good musical time. Nobody asked me about my weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or Rick's
weekend. We got a whole 2 hours left of this show.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, well, that'll
so,
probably
all right,
take that
excuse
long
me.
Because mine
before
was
we
so
get to
awesome.
The song and me cleaning off my arm that I so rudely had coffee knocked over it.
First.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
How was your weekend? That's great. Rick, what did you do this weekend?
Recorded Los Pistoleros.
Yeah.
It was shit, amazing. I had shows.
Besides that.
I rocked it with my homies from Hella.
Dude, wait. We'll get back to you, Nick. Rick.
At 5 a.m. on Sunday morning, I fucking had a nightmare that I was in Randy Belm's old apartment.
Damn.
That's weird.
Who the and fuck Randy, is Randy Belm?
Randy's yeah, our
thank you.
That
Randy
my
is a
question.
No one knows.
He's a comic
scary.
Friend of ours who committed suicide like 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was in his apartment and there were other people living there
the
and I remember
Zephyr,
thinking
yeah.
like do these people know, cuz they were just kicking back in his bedroom and I'm all god, do they know that he killed himself in this room?
Right
like
there.
And I was so I was freaked out
all
about
right.
that.
Oh, Rick, one other thing.
Beer's on the ground,
Nick. Go on with your weekend.
Yeah, way to bring the whole show down. I know.
You rudely spilled beer on your or coffee on your own arm, buddy.
What?
Shut up, Dane.
Nick,
fault.
Please tell us about your weekend. Before
you
I
might
sidetrack.
Own Alan,
knife fight.
But you
Alan?
Are here at
Alan?
My at my shower.
I'm starting fighting. Words
you're on no talk.
Only totally naked.
Nick, how was your weekend?
On. That is our word, sir.
Well, wait, dude. Then
tell me about your
the last bit, and then in the dream, all of a sudden there were black widows on me, and
why they gotta be black?
Earwigs, right? Earwigs started pouring out of my shoes, and I couldn't get my shoes off, and they were full of earwigs.
No wonder you.
Because white
Jesus,
widow is a
man.
Variety of weed,
and
not
so,
spider.
Is he helping you out with those dreams? Dude?
So it was. So
what
that was.
Fuck?
It was a horrible nightmare.
Why
and then
should
I woke
you have
up,
those nightmares?
I woke up and I found old videos of Randy, and I played them. So that's so that was kind of cool.
The tryouts for.
Yes, the survivor thing.
Tryout.
Oh god, that was so fucking funny.
Rad.
So it was rad to like see him and hear him again. Right. I hadn't heard that in a while. Okay, there, I'm done. Woo,
Nick. I'm sorry to so rudely cut you off. How was your weekend?
I don't know, man. All right, so Friday I go to play with Hell A Cappella at Studio on 4th with Aversion Therapy.
Yeah,
with a bunch of burners. There's fire and fireworks from the ballpark, and it was wonderful. And we were good and. Aversion was hilarious. They do this awesome Duran. No, that's awesome too. But they do Duran
medley?
And Tenacious D. Medley of his name was Dio and he rocked on the sand or something.
Yeah.
And it's fucking because they do Dio has rocked a long time song.
Right.
But they also do Rio, but it's Dio.
His name was Dio.
So that was my highlight. Aversion Therapy, who does our intro every
song. Yeah.
Every fucking week. And don't
totally
forget, those guys are
fucking
Aversion awesome.
Therapy.
Amazing.
Every week they're with us.
Funny ass rock.
They're one of our first guests, and they'll never be on the show again until
they're
one
and
of our
last
guests.
And they also sponsor a show because most of them are in Pinky Polansky as well. So, you know,
right.
I love those guys. And Hella, they gave Hella two spots. We played two 20-minute spots. All your favorite hits, Closer, fucking Seven Nation Army with the Eurythmics and fucking all that shit. It was fucking awesome. And then Saturday, I played with Candy Shop and fucking Mary Jane Rocket, who ripped it up, and the Jukebox Rebels, and Chadillac, who's breaking out some old acoustic. He's like, you know, the acoustic guy.
Right.
Who knows like a million songs, so he can go all night doing it. And
yeah.
Might have played his set a little long, but you know. It was still pretty awesome. And out at Bar M, it's so fucking rock and roll out there. You guys get a book out there one time because the kids out there.
Bar M in Verde.
It's super fun.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. Oh, I just heard about that last night from it's a cool Eric room. From Big Remote.
You know who drinks out there?
Paris Patchen hook
Michael
up with her
Sarich,
for that.
Actually,
you mean Eric
author.
From
I know Michael Sarah.
Stabby Unicorn, yeah. Right?
No, artist.
Michael
artist.
Sarah hangs out at Bar M.
Did I say author?
Everybody who's everybody hangs out at Bar M.
But anyways, this guy hangs out and drinks there and, you know. He's a very good artist.
And you might run across yourself the drag queen of Verdi.
Yeehaw.
Oh, Chris Pacheco? Yeah, he was there. I love that guy, dude.
I thought you were talking about
he's like
yourself.
Brett Michaels. No. But
that's where I go to catch
Rocky
your
Horror.
Shows.
More
yeah.
Rocky Horror.
Brett,
than Michaels,
Brett Michaels, but actually wearing a skirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
he just fucking
Day
said,
yesterday.
Fuck it.
More
I'm going to wear
I
a dress wear. And pants.
Makeup.
Than yeah. Brett Michaels?
Yeah.
More.
More? Really?
Well, it depends.
That's hard.
If it's a daytime event or evening event.
So that was my weekend.
He was at Earth Day, too.
How far you are from the crowd.
Sunday, I worked.
Make the eyes bigger.
While you guys were all at Earth Day, I worked, and then I went home to my lovely wife. And
a job well done.
What did we do?
A handy?
Oh, we were doing our food thing. We made spaghetti and meatballs. But I made the homemade meatballs.
Ding.
With the seafood salad, so it was kind of like surfing.
Yeah, dirt. Homemade meatballs and seafood.
That sounds fucking good, man. I'm out of here.
Meatballs and good, seafood
all
salad.
All kinds of balls up in that ship.
Spunk.
and Nick's just trying to
how
ignore
how is your music,
this?
Fellas? Did you make any music
our
this
music?
Weekend?
Yeah. Well, I did, but we're not going to talk about that.
Sweet love down by the riverside.
God, could you make fighting over the ginger?
I went to that show. I was just late.
I got there about a half hour after you
hour
finished.
And a half. And then
it was the best part was when Alon knocked out Greg and raped him by the river.
Oh yeah,
that's why.
Well, it's not rape if you're knocked out, right?
Yeah,
no. Sideswipe.
That's actually very wrong. Sir.
Technically and
very
legally,
wrong.
It is.
Whoever
I watched
told you
Law
that.
And Order like a couple hundred times, and that happened.
Anyways,
so.
Why don't the
it's aggravated
a
assault?
Why
it
doing
feels
shit
different than
for
rape.
Earth Day at Wingfield. That's just what I assumed. I was down at Wingfield walking around.
I started at Wingfield as well, sir.
Yeah,
but
like, what the fuck?
But
they
how many
stage?
Years have you lived
been,
in this town?
I've been.
I mean, come on.
15. Been in Idaho for 20 years.
Earth Day.
Yes.
It was big. It was
yes.
happening last year at fucking Wingfield.
This was my first Earth Day.
No, was were, it,
no, it was about
serious?
A while last
yeah.
year, too.
Wow.
Well, your first day on Earth. Last I couldn't tell by the way you're hosting the thing.
That's it.
You're thinking of the River
oh.
Festival.
Ooh, good one.
Don't sing the host.
So is Merkin going to play a song?
Nope.
Yeah, that's a good question, Dane. Finally, something intelligent. Let's do a Merkin song.
Woo! Hey, thanks, Nick. Why don't you have them lead it in for us?
Yeah, one third of Merkin has already been expelled from the studio, so.
Yeah, Jeremy's got to get the fuck out.
Wait, Jeremy,
yep.
You're fucking out of
are
here.
You going shaker on this one?
Oh,
no, but still, go out anyway.
No, no, we'll
go
do
to your booth.
I just want to do shaker, dude. He's going right, to do shaker.
Cool. Do you want a beer box?
We'll send him out to the cool? booth next time.
Oh, don't make me set up those three mics for nothing.
Okay.
Oh, he's yeah, heading
dude,
out.
We'll
he's heading
dude, it's going to be fantastic.
Grab your shakers.
Are we going to do her?
Jeremy,
yeah?
Grab your shakers.
Let's go, Chet.
What if somebody has to pee right now?
I just went pee.
Fuck.
That sounds so much better than the guitar we would have brought. Alright.
Okie dokie, fellas.
Is this all
anytime you're
going
ready.
On?
Well, I'm waiting for Jeremy. He's.
I'm also waiting to maybe see if I can pee.
No,
you have to. No, you're
you can't,
a musician.
You can't pee. I can. Well,
you can pee.
That's why I suggested you guys bring
I've got
tracks,
my, I've got my
and that's
ostomy bag.
If you bring a CD track, you can get up and pee.
What I've been doing
play,
lately is adult diapers are pretty.
Well, we're gonna record a CD here in like a few weeks.
Yeah.
So
don't give away the only thing we have to talk
music.
About tonight.
Oh, and Jeremy, you can fucking play shaker out there if you want.
Awesome.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Just this do it
song,
out there.
This song is one of our newest songs. It's called Snow Day.
That's why we're drop detuned for the other song.
I tuned up our
real record. Quick, this song is brought to you by our fine sponsors at Reno Computer Fix on South Wells right by the Dandelion Deli. Please check them out. And Reno Computer Fix will fix your computer, whatever's wrong with it, or sell you a brand new one for ridiculously cheap. Mention the Worst Little Podcast and get $25 off of any order of goods or services over $100. And now, for the Reno Computer Fix music moment, Merkin.
Don't ask what this song is about.
know I still feel the pain. I thought I should have felt that day. There's no school today, no school today. We get today.
So what was that song about?
Yeah, I was waiting to do that.
It's about,
about school,
all
right?
Of us being a solipsist.
All right.
Is that the name of the song?
I can relate to that.
School Day.
It's called Snow Day.
Snow Day. Sorry.
I think Don't Ask What This Song Is About is a much better song name for that.
It is probably a better song. It is a good song name.
Okay, the name Snow Day explains what it's about. When I first heard about all those kids, shut up!
Look, he's gonna do it. You know what? Let me preface this by the last podcast we were on in San Francisco.
I sounded like Hitler.
This
sure
killed the fucking
I
show.
I don't really want
like,
to know.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck all that shit.
I only.
And you know
what podcast? Hey, wait a second.
Alon.
Back up.
Alon, let it.
What podcast were you on?
Jeremy, you can come back into the room.
We're gonna be all jealous of them.
No, we did a podcast.
Merkin's our band. Fuck you.
Pirate Cat Radio. Anthony Bourdain was on it.
We're a lot more sophisticated than that San Francisco show.
We had Bobby Slayton on this show.
We could have had Anthony Bourdain, but we told him to fuck off.
Yeah, was,
no, I'm not going to explain that story.
It's a good idea, and that's why we discussed it before the podcast. And you know, always, don't fucking bring this stupid shit up. This is your perception. If people want to listen to the song and understand what's going on, that's them experiencing the art. If we wanted to explain
it, I'm sorry.
And how everybody relates it to themselves.
No,
I'm just going to throw something out there.
You're not the problem. The problem is him wanting to fucking break it down for people that don't get art.
I don't like Mondays. Similar reference.
General. Bob Geldof?
Yeah.
Boomtown Rats?
Well, it's a song about how horrible things happen.
Horrible things happen, then everybody thinks, oh, how is this going to benefit me? I get the day off.
Or how does
I don't have to go to fucking school because 9/11 happened. That's what it's about, how everybody takes it.
Well, the first thing I thought when I saw the towers burning down
was, oh my God, the actual tragedy.
I can't believe that people are being killed. It's... How does this affect me?
But you should preface that by you were 10 years old.
Get
you were
the day off
not
from
even
school.
10 years old. He was 11 years old.
And that's what that song
old.
Is. Oh, didn't you hear about the slaughter? Like when I first heard about all these kids being killed in Sandy Hook, it was like, I'm like, hey, how's your day today? To somebody I was talking to, like, oh, well, actually, didn't you hear about all those kids being killed? I cried my eyeballs out, and I was there when it happened. And that's how people think about it. You know, that last line of that song is, we're all making history. Is you don't think about people actually jumping out of the top of these towers that are burning and actually splattering on the fucking pavement.
You think about you how think it's going to affect you in your life. And your, you. And rather
I don't
than
care if you're from Gandhi itself. to the proletarians.
Yeah, but you're not Gandhi or most, the
that's a good point. I mean,
oh, I'm actually half proletarian.
Half Gandhi.
Most people, with the Boston thing, too. Like fucking.
How does it affect lately? You? Will it be harder to get on an airplane nowadays after that? You know,
yeah,
it
sure as fuck is.
Are they going to try to take our guns away?
But we, like Stalin said, that the death of one is a tragedy. The death of 1,000 is a statistic. When you hear about all these people being killed, it's hard to actually have empathy for it because there's just so much to think about. It's overwhelming.
It becomes statistics.
So you think about yourself. We're so far away, but a lot of people have. People who live there, and sure, we're not far away, sure. And we're all, we're United States.
But still,
so.
Even when it happens,
it doesn't matter though. In Darfur,
you can have empathy.
In Africa, though, people have been being massacred and killed for a very long time, and Americans have had the slightest amount of empathy.
Yeah, see, and then it's halfway around the world.
But when it happens in our own backyard, then we go, "Oh my god, I was there when it happened." But this happens all the time to people.
But if it happened in our city. You'd be like fucking Reno,
or if it happened
Reno.
To you, if it happened
would.
To your
it's
family,
nationalism.
To
quote,
it happened to your... really,
to quote the great.
I see what you're saying. I see the bigger picture.
Mel of Brooks.
That's what that song's about.
That's rad. Dude.
Comedy is
that's
when you fall down
commentary.
A flight of stairs.
That's
tragedy
is
when I have a hangnail.
Yeah.
And, it does follow the same little
tragedies
corollary.
When
there.
I have a hangman.
We don't right. We don't write songs that aren't an actual attack or observation or philosophy. They aren't just songs like "I met a girl at a party."
Oh, well, that's a good line. Let's make that song.
I was walking down the street. And
now you guys, you guys,
that's for Six Mile Station.
You're very lyric guy.
I want to think that a practice between you guys is just a big argument and then music happens.
That's exactly how it
goes. Sometimes they're the same thing.
I'm the one in the fucking middle between these two assholes.
He's never in the middle. I'm in the middle between both of these. Both of their personalities.
Telling us not
we're
to smoke
there.
And eat steak. And
yeah. Yeah, like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Constantly changing from bread to meat, bread to meat.
I thought you were gluten-free, motherfucker.
I'm the jelly.
Save the gluten. Don't eat it.
They'll worship
and all those baby Nagas. Damn, don't buy Naga hide.
Naga, please.
Don't buy Naga hide. Save Naga, the baby please. Nagas.
Hide the Nagas.
So this is where I pee.
Naga, please.
Yeah, this is where you pee. Okay. What aren't we going to talk about? We're not going to talk about that you're recording here soon because you're not going to have an album out sometime this summer?
Yeah, we are.
No, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
We's going to talk about that.
That's kind of how I was segueing into it.
Okay. So check it out, all those
it's
people.
It's a mess.
What's a mess?
The recording schedule.
Oh.
It's a terrible mess.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
we were originally
yeah.
supposed
is that
to
Rick?
Record
I was
on...
Looking
yeah,
around
oh, I'm sorry.
The lips
then why is nobody talking? I know. The voice in the head.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's... we're going to be in here May 8th, right?
Right, which is...
18th.
18th. Which is, Nick...
Marianarchy.
Marianarchy.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
originally
it was the week before, and that's Earl's wedding.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm going
yeah,
to
yeah,
and so I asked if we could move it, and then after we moved it, and I told Earl I'd make it, then we realized. It
I think we just have to move Earl and Cassie's wedding.
I really,
it's really in
it's
the
so
way.
So inconvenient.
It's
going to be so fucking awesome, though, dude. They're going to get the whole Piper's Opera House, and then we get to party there and bands and fucking. But anyway, dude. So
Merkin is recording an album here, Dogwater Studios, the same day that both Six Mile Station and Merkin are playing. For Marianarchy.
It's gonna go great. It's gonna go great.
We're gonna do it though. We're gonna.
I
somehow.
Like this plan. I approve.
So we're planning
and
double booking.
And if you guys are late,
well,
we're not pushing back
tonight,
your set.
You'll be all
you're just getting
up,
time
you're
ticked off of it like a cab.
25-30 minute set.
I'll deal
hold
with
on,
the,
is it.
Blam.
No, the know? First day we're recording is.
Before
Marianarchy?
No, that's the second.
No. Okay, so my shit will be done. It's just you guys.
Okay. Jeremy
drums
doesn't have to worry about any of this.
Jeremy knows how it goes down.
Yeah, I'll just meet you guys at the fucking show.
So face.
You just
with
got
the drugs.
Faced by a
I'll meet you in your face.
Oh!
Whoa! That was bizarre.
That was good. What the fuck? What the
fuck? Welcome to the show.
I haven't had a circle jerk like this in a long time.
You're awesome.
Yeah, your hand's a little rough.
Circle church.
And don't worry, it's not gay because I'm kidding.
Because we're wearing beer boxes on our heads kidding. And we can't see each other.
Oh, I thought you were that's fully right. erect.
Okay, so another topic is Merkin, who owns Strega,
Merkin owns Strega
Merkin
now?
Strega.
Aspects of Merkin owns
Jeremy,
Strega.
Shut up.
Everybody's partners? Or?
Yeah, we're partners.
That was Rick, sir.
Yeah, that was
Rick. Oh, no, I thought Jeremy. No, I looked
in
at
spirit, we are partners. On in paper, spirit. We are partners.
Oh. Do I sound like Jeremy?
Domestic partner?
No. He was rolling his eyes.
Oh, I was thinking, does that mean I sound like a drummer, or does he sound like a fag?
Actually, Jeremy's ex-wife owns the place.
Anyways, we just had a big fundraiser that both Nick Ramirez and Rory Dowd were at.
Yes,
yeah.
And played music.
How did that work out?
Oh, that was
I got drunk.
Yes, yeah. I did too.
I was drunk. And
did we actually raise any
there?
More money
yes,
than
yes.
you would
we
on
buried
a normal
it.
Money?
That money
we,
is actually
buried.
Stashed away.
Yeah. I wish we could all talk at the same time more.
No, here, we're going to.
I'm sorry.
Everybody, one.
This is what happens when we have gingers on the show.
No, I'm the one that's trying to say something like real poignant. Here, and these guys are just
as
blah,
the cap,
blah, blah.
That's how everybody
it's my boat. Allow me to drive, please. I was asking, did we actually make more money than just the normal?
We brought in $850.
I can't even finish your fucking question.
For the cause.
Yeah, Rory, no, yeah, Rory, no, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah.
For the cause.
Rory, now you know what it's like talking
that's
to you.
That's a good one day total, man.
Yeah.
$850,
really,
that's really good.
Especially in a tiny place like Striga.
Something,
rad.
A tiny place.
No, I mean the room is so small to play in, right?
So yeah. Quaint and rustic.
Quaint and rustic.
The second explanation like, didn't sound nicer than the first one, Nick.
Wow. Well, yeah, you guys got little dicks.
No, I think you guys dicks
I mean, for guys with such huge balls.
The club is a small room. Like,
but it has huge balls.
It does have huge balls.
Yeah. But
it's
anyway,
like a little dog with huge balls.
That,
Nick feels like a
wrecking
ball,
if you will.
That was a long one. But I'm
so sorry, guys.
I'm gonna throw out here that Alan is the problem.
I will fucking karate chop
How
you.
Dare you?
Alan's fine. Alan's the problem.
Yeah. Hey, how long before the next Merkin song? Because I'm gonna
the
go
fuck
smoke.
Up, dude.
Yeah,
right.
I've got to say.
Yeah,
one
go, let's play another song.
No,
yeah.
No, not that was gonna be the first
another song
I said. But.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Song.
We're doing her.
Yeah, this one's about the devil.
Oh.
Not about a girl.
No,
I thought you said you didn't write something.
Girl who's the devil?
I don't know, but you got to read the book, though, to know what this song's about.
Which book?
Her?
The Bible?
By whom?
My book, Jungle Jim.
Dane has a published book that
yeah.
y'all
Dude.
Should check out.
Jungle Jim?
It's a Merkin concept album. There's 22 yeah. chapters and 22 songs, mm-hmm. and each song is named after a chapter and a quote of the lyrics. Mm-hmm. The main character is writing it. He actually goes to paradise, and he's got a big 50-foot tall...
Don't tell him all about it, dude.
No,
Paradise, California,
yeah,
or Paradise,
it.
Nevada.
It's fucking
Paradise,
a utopia.
It's called the New World. But anyways, a lot of the songs that American plays, at least 22 of them, are a part of this concept album.
You don't want to spoil it. It's fucking awesome.
And then at the end, it's all like...
This
I don't
is,
know how you film that, dude. I don't know how you film what
you
told
need lots
me.
Of money.
Yeah.
You can rotoscope.
And we need Danny Elfman and Tim Burton.
Absolutely.
And we need less Shaker.
Martin Scorsese.
More Shaker. More Shaker.
Less, way less Shaker.
Lots of Shaker.
I'm actually pretty sure there's no Shaker in this song.
Anyways, this is the middle point of the book. This is when he leaves to go live in the jungle. And this is...
What's it called again? I already forgot.
Jungle Jim.
Oh, Jungle Jim's
the
name.
The song is called Her. It's about you, Rory.
Cool. Now I'll pay attention.
And her is a character in the book. There's two characters.
Yeah, wait, we've already got all this. Nobody cares about this book.
Alon, professionally dismissive.
Just read it. You guys will love it.
Or else.
Or else.
You probably actually will love it because it's a pretty good book. And I'm...
That, I'm sounds, there's a stellar good. Recommendation right there. It's a pretty good book.
You know, it's like... As far as books
put that
go...
On the cover, dude.
It's pretty good. It's
actually, okay, without further ado...
It'd be better if somebody made a cartoon or something.
Albertan. It's a pretty good book.
And your bar and your dick is small.
Oh, thank you.
Let's
thank
make
you.
A comic book of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without words, though. Just a
graphic novel.
And then the movie.
That would be really cool, actually. All right.
Song.
Counting it off.
Okay. What?
Beating it off.
What?
Beating it off.
Have you released that
no,
concept album?
That's
the only
recording
working on it. Go right on.
This is the only recording of it ever.
Right on. Nice.
Cool. Guys, fucking shit is so like dark and creepy and rad.
Thank you.
Fuck.
No, and you guys really do harmonize and completely ignore each other vocally.
Yeah,
which I really is
like,
at all.
No, it's a kismet that you met in this lifetime. How often does that happen where you sing with
somebody? I blame all the harmonies
on
him.
The way you guys do.
On one hand, it's very melodic.
I knew working before you, they had you, and I was all, I don't know, because I really liked just a two-man thing. That was like the White Stripes or something, you know? And I was like, that was pretty cool.
We're so much better with
the guy guitarist and the girl drummer.
You two were born to play together, for sure.
That's me flipping him off right now.
Rory, what you said, it's really like that.
You hit these harmonic moments, but a lot of the rest of the time, you're not paying any attention to each other. Their melodies
you're not doing
almost
no Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
I'm not paying attention to him.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I'm serious.
Jesus.
But it's really, a labor of love.
Well, no, it's a part of the creative act.
It is. I'm not listening to the harmonies. It's just every once in a while I tune in on them and I'm like, my God, I'm so lucky to hear this on top of that.
You're lucky you have somebody that good to back you up.
Yeah.
It's like these wailing voices out of the dark side of a Bosch triptych. Did I just take a shit?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Even I thought that was pretty gay.
that was gay like 14th century Renaissance.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
And the Renaissance didn't happen until the 16th, 17th.
And if you want to know what I'm talking about, Google image search B-O-S-C-H triptych.
Or go to a ring.
I like a hairy Bosch, but not those dusty Bosches.
I'm gay as fuck.
I like a nice trimmed Bosch. Yeah.
I like a fake like Bosch that you stick
thank
on.
Thank you, Cody.
A fake Bosch that you stick on.
Like a mustache.
Dang, I'm thinking tomorrow.
AKA
Merkin. I want to sit in here.
What, Nick?
I have a question for Merkin.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
I really enjoy the story of how you found Alain Berton after, because Jeremy and Dane started out as a duo.
Solo lovers.
Right. And Zephyr, remember seeing him a bunch in, you know.
We're pretty elitist.
Like,
and
that was pretty cool
too.
Shit. Like,
for being a shitty garage band.
Nobody
this guy's lucky he's with us.
Queens of the Stone Age. Like, I like that kind of music. That was the first thing. But now I know you, and you guys play with PIL. Can you tell us about that?
Hi, welcome to the show. Don't
before
talk
we get
to
the nut shot, tell me about PIL with Johnny
Dude,
Rotten and
we,
shit.
We drink goblets of fucking Glenfiddich.
18-year Glenfiddich.
Fucking rotten.
Oh, can I cheers
AKA
to that?
John,
yeah, no.
And I was drunk as fuck.
John,
I
was awesome. And it was a plastic goblet. You know?
I said to Johnny, I was
which
like,
which we had fancy. To confiscate because.
Hey, man, I fucking hate the Sex Pistols.
He told him that. He's
I
like,
told him that.
He's
we were
like, oh,
pool.
Me too, mate.
Like, don't worry about it. I hate him too, mate. Like, it just, you guys just suck, man.
No, he
carry you, man.
Like, he wasn't quite that bad, but it pretty much said that. But he was like, well, I hated those fucking shirts that said fuck Pink Floyd. And he's like, well, me and fucking Gilmore are fucking friends, so fuck off.
Yeah, but I had watched
good call, though. You called him on
oh,
it.
But that's how
yeah,
you could have.
I was like, fuck that, dude. Pink Floyd's a much more talented band than you guys are.
Are you kidding? Pink Floyd's more talented than the Sex Pistols? Are you crazy?
Oh, I
they
am
got some
crazy.
Ass shots.
Yeah, I am. And you're totally safe.
Can we just agree that they're as equally talented? Like,
no.
In their own
different not even vicious close. Couldn't play the bass.
No. Sex Pistols. Those are not as talented.
Pink Floyd is
amazingly
talented.
No,
band.
Way in hell.
Well, their talent was making people think they could play music.
Hey,
that was pretty good.
I would say Hole is as
actually,
talented as
not
the
even
Sex
in
Pistols.
Selling records, too. Pink Floyd sold way more records than
Hole
Sex Pistols,
was as talented
so.
As the yeah. Sex
I mean,
Pistols.
This
around.
Argument is futile.
Pink Floyd put out like 25
oh,
albums.
Oh, we I'm have wrong. One.
I give up.
This guy Rambo, their tour manager, was talking to along
Johnny
night.
Rambo.
Johnny
Justin
Rambo.
Bieber, he's not as talented as the Sex Pistols.
Meat pie. He never
talked to him after a little while. I'm like, dude,
and
I,
this week
I
in Bitcoin futures, stocks went up and down, rebounding across the market with no end in sight.
Oh, Bitcoins are crazy, dude.
Anyways,
you guys
weren't
supposed to stop talking. Yeah.
No. I was interested about your fucking headline.
This is
there.
Punk as fuck.
Yeah, dude, I got this little video.
Are your ears bleeding yet?
Hey, dude,
I got a nose.
I got a video of Johnny Rotten fucking like. Screaming and yelling, stage, he came yeah. off after their fucking. Yeah. They're about to go on for their last song, and Jeremy's about to shut up. And he comes off stage, and he's like, "You fucking hamburger belly fucks, I ruined the whole fucking show," just yelling and screaming. And I'm like, through our little broom closet that we got as a green room. I'm recording through the crack in the door, and he's fucking
who
spitting
he yelling
down
at?
There. Well, he was talking to his road manager about how these fucking hamburger
security
belly
guard.
Fuck
security guard at the Nitty Factory
are like throwing
American
people
hamburger
around.
Belly motherfucker. Oh.
Yeah, and so he was just pissed, dude. I got it all on video. It's really
hi, Pat Shillito.
You do?
Yeah.
Can I watch that
it's
with
really
you?
Funny.
When I first met Johnny
oh,
Rotten,
oh, that'd be cool.
We
I was making a fajita,
off.
And he was standing next to me making a fajita too. And I had already grabbed my beans and my tortilla, and he wasn't even, he just grabbed the plate.
Sexually.
So so he's to the left, and so he's putting good. Chicken on there, so and good. I had, and he's just going.
He's like rapping in, like beatboxing.
I thought he was going to break down.
Labored breathing.
And I just, I looked at him, and I'm like, dude. Are you okay? You know, like, are you all right? Like, I mean, what are you so upset about? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, mate. I'm just in bad form right now. Those goddamn hamburger patties, and they ruined my show. I'm like, what just fuck, man? Like, calm down, because you're making me nervous. You
know?
I'm standing next to Johnny Rotten.
He's in
and
the Rock
like,
and Roll Hall of Fame, and he didn't go. He's all, fuck you. I ain't
gonna call it? A piss pot or something?
That's fucking awesome, dude, you know?
Right. He is pretty
But I
awesome.
Told him to quit, to shut
he's
up
like
a little bit.
He's like one of the Elvises, dude. He's a,
but
he's
Dane's more awesome is Dane's up. Point.
That's it.
This ding is a lot.
He's Johnny Rotten and David Byrne wrapped in an enigma.
Oh, wrapped in a fajita.
Being humped by Marilyn Manson.
Right.
Throw the enigma word around.
Yeah. That is our word, sir.
I said an enigma.
Oh,
I kind of, Alon, you can't do Who's Got the Time on that thing?
We're not singing the heaviest song we have
ever written
on fucking acoustic
ever
guitar,
written.
You fucking douchebag.
No, that might be awesome.
Tomorrow I will change.
Oh,
I
you
want to
do a Nora Nevada song?
Yeah. Or?
Tomorrow I will change.
No.
You going to do another song?
No, we could, yeah.
X-Men
I would like to do one. Is the,
I
want to
do new songs.
I would like to.
Well, let's see what's
oh, yeah, just do new songs then. Absolutely.
No.
X-Men or who's got
well, the, one more song and then a quiz and goodbyes.
No, how about we skip the quiz and we go or we quiz you. I'm going to quiz you.
That's what I was telling him earlier
Oh,
tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have a brand new quiz for me?
They're different.
Just play a song. You guys just play a song.
Okay.
You let me worry about the quiz.
Oh, you let me worry about
All right, we can do
what I worry about. You worry.
You let me worry about wetting your bed when you're not around.
I'm in your radiator.
Make it interesting and make it good.
Sometime I get the menstrual cramps real bad about once a month.
Since we're bossing everybody around, bosser.
Do tomorrow we will
change. Come on, give it to me.
Dane, tomorrow we will change.
Yeah, that's a good song.
All right. That's a great fucking song.
Hey, stay the way I like the way you guys are today.
All right.
Yeah, we'll play this one because we don't have drums and... It's
I got a shaker.
I'd also like to thank Felix Polanski this week. For sponsoring our show for Awkward
Talk. It's time to re-up that sponsorship, too, pal.
I want to thank...
I'd sooner tell him I love him from my friend Hart first before I ask him for a beer.
Josh wants more beer. Podcast.
No, I do have a shit ton of respect for that guy.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Greg Golden. For having a hot wife.
I got a fuckload of respect for the guy, but I'm just saying.
I don't know. Just thinking of pillars of the community.
I'm just thinking you should not talk.
Right? I already put him on no talk. He
no
ignores
talk.
It.
No talk. It just
I thought you turned my
work.
Mic off. I'm not accountable for anything I've said. When you say no talk, I thought nobody can hear me.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I didn't get
Rick, cut his mic
okay.
now.
Right. And play.
Right before he sings.
What about Jeremy's?
Brand play.
Racial.
It was a joke. It was a fucking joke.
Facial.
Facial.
Can we get a face?
Dance, my flying monkeys,
over?
Dance.
All of Northern Nevada has stopped listening.
Face.
I'm sure.
Thank God for Southern Nevada.
And max volume.
No.
Nope.
Tomorrow I would change.
That was almost a song.
Yeah, right. We're playing two.
All right, quiz time.
I think we're all like six songs deep on a booze.
Balls deep.
Balls deep on six beers. Right.
That's three dudes.
I said songs, but I meant beers.
One, two, go.
One, that wasn't even two, a prize. This guy can't even count off a song. Shaker Master.
Stop
Flash.
It, Jeremy. Fucking ruining our band. Fucking
ruining.
Deliberate sabotage. What are you going to do next? Get
Last
married?
Chance or I'm doing a plug.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, butt plug. I'd like to see that.
With Stop the it. Horsey tail?
Oh, I like that, dude. We could have a plug, but we could also have the butt plug, which even costs you more.
Don't
money
be like Merkin in the Worst Little Podcast. Be better than you are today. Oh. Check out the Raise Your Caliber charity event. We're taking it's a small community grants of services and funds to get your life on track. You need a new suit for a job interview. You need a new PH so your band can play more shows. Put in an application with the Raise Your Caliber event at RaiseYourCaliber.com.
We should put an app for that.
Sponsored by Caliber Salon and Waking Girl Web Design.
Oh, yeah.
Well done,
this
sir.
Is now tomorrow. I will change.
Educate, I will see the day when I so, but I'm scared. I think we should turn back. I think I know what I mean. What remains a mystery? This started all nonsense. And I seem to climb this fence. I'm sorry. A little life to pass. I'm sorry. Nothing lasts. And I'll smile, and dig my grave, and I'm happy. This world ain't so bad. Remember, can I face the consequence I give change?
Always go to another planet when you guys play. You know what I mean? Did you guys remember that band Red Mercury?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
super
friends
cool,
of ours. Yeah.
Cool,
friends with those guys.
Cool bands, man. Like you guys would be good. Like, do you take
we
them?
Played,
under
we have
your
played
your
with
wing?
Them.
Well,
before.
They hang out
a drummer
at the bar all the time.
Yeah,
they need a drummer. They need a drummer. Yeah, and
they're trying to steal me for a little bit.
But you know, I don't know. If
he's not bi. He's like one band guy.
One
band
He's
guy.
Barely a one man. Guy.
For Jeremy, the side project is
we
traitor.
Know our own. We're both that
by
way.
Traitor.
We go play with other bands.
Oh yeah, I'm promiscuous.
I'm not a traitor.
No, he's
How
a traitor.
Dare you,
whore, band whore.
He's not a traitor either.
You're a band whore. He's
yeah, we're band whores.
He's a moonlighting hooker.
Actually, we're not really band whores. We're band sluts.
Hey, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whores get paid.
Right.
Yeah.
I really think
he
we
might
should
be
play
a
X-Men
but I'm a
Y, man.
Sometimes.
Yeah, we should play Xbox. You're right. That sounds great. No. Fuck this show.
Sex
Let's play
box.
Xbox.
I mean, like, fucking...
She's my sex box.
Quiz time.
I like to...
Yeah. She's my cherry pie.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
It's all the time of the show that you're all really excited about, and I tell you every week what it is.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's the worst little quiz in the world with me, your host, Reverend Rory Dowd, and my current guest, Merkin!
Yay!
I should probably get a score pad out.
Yeah, get that out of there.
What?
So, Dane, what are your favorite porn keywords?
Stop it. Don't do that. Please leave my asshole alone. That's not fun, that shit.
I don't think he understands the question.
No, yeah. I think he does.
That's a good answer.
I try it, really.
I accept that answer 100%.
Yeah. You've not done those searches?
Stop it. That's a good one to put in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, really, I don't like this master. Yeah, that, those kinds of searches. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Jeremy.
A good search word, too.
What's that one about?
What are your favorite porn keywords?
Porn keywords.
Will she marry me?
Fuck off.
Does she speak English?
I will wipe
some
her ass.
Shitty ass porn search words, sir.
When you search the World Wide Web of internetness, what kind of porn do you search for under what terms?
Oh, I thought he already answered it.
No, I answered porn.
Oh, yeah, he did. Sorry.
Jeremy.
Does your dad own a brewery?
Yeah. No, that's
strong.
That's dating.
That's dating.
It's all right. No, really, really, though. When,
I
Alan,
don't know what. Oh, my God.
When does Alan.
You in the fucking
what does Alan
appendix.
Search for?
Ew.
Black women.
Missionary.
I like black women. Who doesn't like black women? I love black women. And black men.
Well, church
but not
porn.
In the same way.
Not in the same
no,
way.
No, because I'm one has
what,
a penis
what if they are in the same way?
In a different place.
I like black vaginas. They're nice.
They are nice.
They're, all, they're not really black, though. They're pink.
I know.
They all are.
Do you know how Brillo-y black people are down
that's
there?
That's what I heard, anyways.
Oh, yes.
All of them.
Yes.
I've checked every
you
single
you know
one.
I know this, Rick.
Yes, yes. Yes. I know it, too.
Yeah. I answered this question like a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
What was my answer?
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're going to check and see if you're full
of
shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. I mean, I try to mix it up, you know? Fuck. Like, yeah.
So what are you into this week?
Well, cock fingering just because I watched Doug Stanhope last week and I had to figure it out if it was really happening.
What is it?
Cock fingering?
Cock fingering.
I know what you're talking about, I think, where larger and larger things are put.
Yeah, it's basically butt plugs for the urethra.
Oh, I thought that was called sounding.
Oh, you would know. Too? I don't know.
No, that specifically when they
what,
use glass or metal rods.
Fucking,
no, because
no,
he's
with
section.
Really, with cock
gay?
Fingering.
No, that's fucked up.
These are guys that like
a technical sort of guy.
Attacking my friend Dogwater Dick. I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
It's techie, you know?
All right, sounding is specifically glass or metal.
Ooh,
that rods. Is put it, that
rods,
you go ding and you try to vibrate. Cock fingering, to my knowledge, is the practice of gauging your pee hole
until
you can fit a finger or larger.
The other two
inside.
Members of Merkin have left the conversation.
I wish I had.
I think they just won the quiz.
Dang, get in here. Get in
here. All right, so let's tally up them scores.
Good.
But is it pornographic if it doesn't get me off or just for being pornographic?
Well, I have a beholder.
No, I mean, like, yeah, for some people, they're some getting people off on it.
I think Rory was just asking
just
you
really
what you type into your computer when you search to jerk.
Oh, search to jerk. I really...
Yeah, America
maybe
wants
just
to
the
know.
Last
search
one,
to
you know?
Jerk.
Search to jerk.
I like the way you put that, man.
Yeah.
let's change the phrasing of the quiz question.
How do you,
what do you search to jerk?
How do I masturbate? Is that what you say?
Yes.
No,
that's a different question.
No, I'm.
That's
keyword.
Number 14.
Yeah, not
no,
how. We don't want to know how, but
I'm
we
can
what
imagine.
You jerk to.
I'm a vintage sort of person.
Oh, really?
And
old school?
I can only get off if I have a magazine
hairy
picture
pussies?
To actually ejaculate.
Ah,
upon.
You're like magazine,
but it has to be like
analog.
1980s.
And he has to have a loaded gun in his mouth too.
Yes, I know. And
I haven't thought about that in a while.
Yeah, I've got a David Carradine a little bit. And
yeah, you gotta choke yourself.
I like
except maybe on Facebook a couple times. I haven't thought about that for a while.
David Carradine was actually pretty well hung.
Oh, like Jesus.
That's what I heard.
I heard he was hung like this. And I put my arms out to my side. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The best thing about porn is definitely bondage.
Next question, Rory.
Dane, what was the last lie you told?
What I just said. The best part about porn is bondage.
That works.
Okay. Because it is not true.
Last
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
The last lie I told was the truth.
Was.
All right, I will accept that as an answer.
Because of time.
Grudgingly.
Never lied. Never lie.
That is your net. That's your
a good one.
Slide.
That's the Henry Rollins defense. I told you I'd never tell a lie. That was the first one.
What is your favorite guilty pleasure, Dane?
Probably Hall & Oates.
Yeah?
That's awesome.
They're actually pretty good.
She's a bitch.
You don't want people to know.
Massive points
Jeremy.
On the speed of that.
The Cardigans. Bitch.
The Cardigans.
Oh, shit.
Wow, wow, that's musical, also huh?
Dream Theater.
See? It used to be Jesus Christ Superstar, but
that's
I
actually, not a guilty pleasure.
Damn.
Fuck anybody who doesn't
when
like
I was
that.
7 years old, I was guilty about
gets
it.
That gets a very special
a
thing
ago.
For
ooh,
me.
I got one.
I have a funny story about me trying to lose my virginity in the Jesus Christ Superstar
yes!
soundtrack.
It's one of the hottest ones ever.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
What's your last meal on Earth?
Oh, the last meal I had was ramen, but probably.
That will be your last meal, sir.
I may die from it.
It'll probably be a
Dane.
Cow since he's vegan.
Dane, what's your favorite last
my
meal?
My last meal on Earth is going to be the little heroin vial
the
that
the
I wear
silent.
As a necklace. I'm not going to eat. I'm just going to do drugs.
Oh, okay.
Smoke
okay.
cigarettes.
To the yes. day
out of
you
your
die.
Throat hole. Yeah.
Hellfire.
You will eat hellfire for
brimstone
your last meal.
As dessert.
Okay.
We have never
sulfur.
Had that answer.
No, we haven't.
Rick, what do you say?
That's a very Jehovah's Witness.
Rick even still
here.
Rick,
they don't even
Rick
even
fell
know.
Asleep.
Rick didn't hear about the hellfire.
Rick is yeah. working it right now.
I mean, you're so in love with Jesus. What does Jesus think about that?
Fist fight question. Jesus. Who do you get into a fist fight with?
Oh, fist fight? Anybody
Jesus.
Historically?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Jesus would be.
As
good,
they are now or in their prime.
Well,
your choice.
I would be Arthur, probably.
Nice. Yeah.
In her prime?
Bitch. Oh, yeah.
Like
I mean,
Golden
Girls.
Yeah. No mod era.
Haas. B. Arthur. Yes.
Okay.
Joan of Arc. I mean,
oh, you would
ooh.
Die, son.
Listen to you guys want to beat up
women. It'd be
women.
Good battle. I'd
well,
watch
no,
that
I mean,
battle.
If it's fantasy.
Dane
like.
From Merkin versus Joan of Arc.
Yeah, but
that's
it's going to end
battle,
up in
dude.
Sex, though.
He's battling her with his bass.
I've
yeah.
Seen, I've seen
totally.
Those videos.
She fucks your brain out
she,
and stabs
his,
you in the neck.
Cut his fucking head off with a sword.
And that's why she gets burned at the cross.
Oh.
Probably.
Burn her on your cross.
I don't know.
Rocks, though.
Or you guys both, like, take over the city with electric hands and shit. You
whoa.
Know, like, fucking
we've
Star
taken
Wars.
This to a new level.
Yeah. Because that would be hot.
Hey,
you don't
Nick?
Have to do the stabbing.
Nick?
What if I have to poop now?
This is a quiz for the guests.
I know. I just liked his answer. So
it was good. It was good.
Good answer.
Joan of Arc.
And Jeremy. It took him to electric hands.
Gandhi, because I might win.
All right.
Gandhi answer.
Whatever.
He might throw salt in your face.
I've had that before.
Yeah. Okay, what's your biggest regret in life, other than being on this podcast?
That joke.
Yep.
That was my regret, not yours.
Yeah, but other than the podcast,
we all regret it.
My greatest regret in life is being on this podcast.
Negative 5 points. Jeremy.
Negative seven, I think.
That remark.
You know,
Lambertin.
12 points.
That one
negative
time.
No, plus 12.
I accidentally killed that hobo. I was trying to take care of him.
A hobo killing. Now we're getting somewhere.
We might as well play cover tunes.
You didn't even know.
All right.
Yeah. I know. I was reenacting my Neil Young.
Member of the same gender uh-oh. Celebrity that you would want to make out with.
Thank you.
Jeremy.
Ew. Actually, no thank you, man.
Dane's pointing at himself at Jeremy. Hey, let's make out later.
Ease into
make out
that.
With me. Make out with me.
Community.
Seriously, I'm getting married, dude.
Fuck that up.
Let's just say if you had a man crush where you didn't have to make out, but is a man crush, what would it be?
I think I'd rather give a handy to a guy than fucking make out with him.
Yeah. It's the whiskers. Right?
I know.
Whiskers are gross. Yeah.
They could be smooth.
Whiskers on whiskers. Fucked up.
Oh. That's like
so I guess I'd go with any Native American.
Okay.
Male.
Racist, ooh. Sir.
No, that was
that racist.
Really
that's not racist at all.
Excellent answer. Yeah.
He will make out with any
he embraces
Native American
the
you can
man.
Bring down here.
This guy's got
him
some,
down,
this guy's got some
Native
fucked up
Americans
teeth.
Are bona fide, though. They're
I
like
said Native American with another word.
All right,
Alon.
Do I have to pick one? Or
pick somebody to make out with.
My top 10?
Or who would you give a handy to?
I mean, handies, it depends.
Man, this
like,
show's going crazy.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like,
are we talking lefty or righty? You know, because I could do
it's
two at once.
Making out.
Okay.
Brad Pitt and Johnny
cube.
Depp on
all
either side.
All right.
Both in their
and
prime.
Dane, be
a man, who would you make out with?
Any of my dead idols so that I can kiss Justin Skull and no
As
blood.
They are today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
just their
Yeah!
Skulls.
Even freshly dead guys?
Oh, that's even
no,
better.
No, not freshly dead. They have to be
As they are
years.
Today.
Oh, you mean like so, David Bowie's corpse?
It's a good thing we gave him enough time to get around to him thinking about it.
Arthur C. Clarke?
Mark Twain.
Nick, go with your rapid fire.
There you go. Yeah.
Even though you split never Twain and Twain. Going,
but what? Oh, are you doing rapid fire?
Your turn, yeah. I don't have a list.
All right, I've got
rapid
one.
Rapid fire questions. Beatles or Elvis? Go.
Satan.
I like it both a lot.
All right.
Fuck Elvis.
Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Satan.
Children are for heaven. Or hell. Heaven Benatar. Or for hell. Children are hell.
Hell is for kids.
Yeah.
This ain't golf, guys. You got to get the higher score to win.
Shit.
Hamburgers or hot dogs?
Neither.
Hamburger.
As long as it's Mexican.
Hamburger helper
pizza
or
tacos?
Pink tacos, thank you.
Bald, please.
Hamburger.
Gross.
Ping
that
pong.
Almost kind of went in order.
Ping pong or arm wrestling?
All right,
oh, yeah. I mob fucking kill you all up on some ping pong right now. No. Huh. Gangster.
What?
Ping pong or arm wrestling?
Arm wrestling.
Ping pong. No, not ping pong.
Who would you arm wrestle?
Right,
I'd lose the ping pong.
James Dio or
I'd be more humiliated doing
Dio,
arm wrestling.
Dio or Ozzy?
I'd like to see them fuck each other.
Oh, gross.
Rapid fire.
I don't want either of them.
All right, Led Zeppelin or The Who?
That's why I say gross.
Oh, are you serious? Fuck The Who.
Who?
Fuck The Who.
Get gangbanged.
Yeah!
Which band would you want to be gangbanged
right,
by?
Grease or Saturday Night Fever?
Fuck
I'd,
both those.
Yeah, I'd say probably fuck them both.
Grease.
Fuck them both.
Nice.
Good answer.
Fuck them both.
He just scored some points.
Yeah, he did. All right.
Doesn't that
next
have fucking
question.
The guy from Face Off in it?
Wait, the guy from Face Off.
No, Nicolas Cage, you're thinking of the other one. He was in Valley Girl, not fucking Grease.
All right. Rocky Horror or
Rocky
the other
Horror.
One? What's it?
Star Wars.
There is no other one. Rocky Star Horror is awesome.
Rocky Horror is Star Wars.
Yeah, Rocky Horror is Star Wars. Go.
What?
Rocky Horror.
Am I playing in it? Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror, of course.
I don't like Jaws, and I've never liked Star Wars.
Whoa, buzzing!
This guy's a bunch of weirdos.
Freddie Mercury, yeah. Fuck.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star War Trek.
Trek.
Nothing but Star, please.
AIDS or cancer?
Both. Thank you.
Gingers.
I want the answer.
Gingers or gays?
I'm a little bit of both.
I'll take him.
I'll put anybody down.
Rocky Horror 2 or Ishtar?
Is there a
Rocky Horror 2? Is that the one that where
there's
he fights?
No Rocky Horror 2.
He fights Apollo.
So. Oh, yes, there is.
Oh,
I haven't seen it, but it's horrible.
I got a question for you, Nick.
No, Rocky Horror 2 or Grease 2?
End the show or just keep going?
Grease 2 sucks.
Rapid fire. End of the show or keep going?
Except for Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, and Chewie.
No, Dane said it first.
Oh, Dane wins
Dane
the quiz.
You
fuck
didn't hear it because everybody else was talking over him, but he
Dane wins the quiz.
How long does this circle jerk go on?
Are we done?
Yeah. We're done.
And actually, Jeremy,
hey,
you were
we
in the lead there right
song?
Up until the end.
We have a 30-second brand new song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, go
this
play
the drums out there, dude.
No, there's no drums.
Because you set it up.
Here, play this.
They set it up.
No drums?
No, it's both.
Nick set it up.
Give me a shaker.
Huh?
What?
Can I this shake for you?
Sure. It's only one little thing. No, there's no shakes.
Can I Harlem Shake for you?
No, there's no shakes.
No, I can't.
Shakes the Clown?
There's no shakes.
There's a big song and everything. I don't have
fuck
it all
mime.
Worked out, but this is the chorus
I'm
of the
just
song.
Gonna
we're just
randomly
doing this little part here.
Everybody right, shut the fuck up.
It's gonna be that
kind
of party.
I put my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Put my dick in a light
song.
Well, it's L.A. or Chicago. Gotta go live the life. Gotta go see them lights. I'll be off an airplane tomorrow. What will I leave behind? My kids will say, what did you leave behind? I've been traveling upstream on a single dream. Time just let it ride. Time just let it ride. Whether it's L.A. or Chicago. Gotta go live the life. Gotta go see them lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rad.
All right. So we're at the end of the show.
Oh, wait. I was actually waiting for this point to quit the band.
Yeah.
good riddance.
That is the end of Merkin.
I quit.
All right. Anybody got anything to plug?
I quit.
So we got a pretty busy week ahead of us. I hope you're all into having a good time.
What's
because
going on this weekend?
Well, we're going to start out with on Thursday. We have both Maiden Reno at 6 and 9 o'clock.
I love Maiden.
Michael Cyan, props.
Oh, wait a second. I gotta plug something real quick.
Maiden Reno is going to be pretty awesome. Then also out of Reno, artworks, we got Well Read, the Kelly Ogilvy art exhibit at 7 o'clock, her closing show. So you have just this week to get out there and see it before Thursday.
Beer box.
Dane, what do you got?
Steve Starr's stepfather is dying of cancer.
Oh.
And it's a very sad situation, but we're doing a benefit show at the Treehouse, or no, at Bodega, on the main stage, the new Club Underground, the Latino Club or whatever.
Yeah.
What day is that? Sunday?
28th.
Sunday the 28th.
Much cool. love to Steve Starr.
We are playing
Red.
And it's going to be Merkin and Jelly Bread.
Nice.
Very
cool.
Oh,
I love Jelly Bread, dude. Yeah. I'm doing them in my project at school.
Sexually.
Yeah, they're fucking.
Damn.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Love them.
No, but I'm saying I record them in my class. I've been recording Jelly Bread for the last few weeks.
Right on. You got anything to plug, Nick?
Dude, those guys are the coolest. They're like fucking.
I'm playing that Maiden Reno with my other band, by the way.
No way.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Smile Station will be there. And
which show?
I tried out for that, Maiden but that was like.
No, 6 or 9.
9.
Well, I'll be at the 6 o'clock show.
69. Oh, actually, I think we're playing the earlier one. I'm not sure. I don't pay attention.
Me neither.
They have to drag me out of bed and say, "Hey, it's time."
Tell
to go
Spike
to the show.
He said, "Hey." And
so
the
that's all Thursday. Then Friday night, there's a bunch of stuff going on. It's going to be a really good night to get out. We have Stiff Kitty Productions at the studio on 4th with the 7 Spicy Sins, a little burlesque show for you. Some hot ladies over
Hell
at Stiff
yeah.
Kitty. There's also all evening long, the Creative Coalition Midtown Block Party that they're going to be blocking off some streets over there by South Virginia and bars with drink specials and different shops with stuff and freebies. And so get out and see your Midtown.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
And then also right over there at Midtown, Good Luck Macbeth is going to be putting on the play Ghosts by Heinrich Ibsen. It's a really good – I love the script personally. I'm a big Ibsen fan. He's this dead old guy. But
he's a ghost.
Yeah.
That
now.
Does sound good.
But the play is excellent, and I really can't wait to see what they're doing with it. So please get over to Good Luck Macbeth for that starting this weekend, I believe.
Fuck yeah. There's so much to do in Reno.
Do you have anything for Friday, Nick?
But remember when we started this out? There's even more to
more,
do in Reno.
More. Totally.
There was so much to do then.
Saturday, though, there's only one thing to do.
Ago.
Okay.
Saturday, there's only one thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
What's
go
that?
Check
Monster
out
trucks?
The Kane CD release
oh,
show
yeah.
at the Knitting Factory.
Oh, yeah. It's a
with
big deal.
Zombo.
Motherfucker.
At the door. Scarlet Presence is going to be there.
Yeah.
Rip it.
The official after party is at Strega Bar on
yes,
310
yes,
South
yes.
Arlington, which happens to be
way lovely. To be here and yeah. Take
yeah.
care of that.
Yeah, that's
have
Merkin's
Blaze
bar.
Beater. Can I say some?
What else do
I'm
you
playing
got?
On Friday with Candy Shop at Jub Jub's with a bunch of cool bands.
That'll be cool.
Who else?
Look it up.
No idea.
Because
cool.
I don't bunch have a smartphone. I have a dumb phone, so I don't know.
Bunch of cool bands. He said it right. Bunch of cool bands.
I love those guys.
Sunday, we got kickball over Wilkinson Park. Punk rock
what?
Kickball. Bring out the kids. Let's play some kickball about 1:30 in the afternoon.
If I don't have kids, what do I do?
Right over by, come okay. out and play kickball.
Yes.
I just want to say one
bring,
thing.
Kick the kids.
Bring beer. No.
Okay.
No kicking
sorry.
Of the
something
kids.
Sorry. Not sorry. Too many people even think about. Could I just mention one thing?
Sure.
Hand safety.
Oh.
Is very important. Like, if you think maybe I should be wearing gloves, then you probably should be. And
yes.
wear fucking gloves and watch where you put your hands because it only takes a split second to lose a finger.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And masks. Watch out for the SARS.
Yeah. Well, dust mask, respirator, whatever it takes.
And then
PPE,
the following people. Next Monday after you hear this show is going to be the 1-year anniversary Jess Blaze Memorial Blazing Mike at the Open Mics at Jub Jub. Hosted by our good friend, Mr. Greg Gilmore, but you'll have all the regular clowns in the house, me and Nick, probably Matt Wage, everybody loves Jess, Mallory's probably going to show up, and so we're doing one year after Jess, we're all still here, we love you, babe.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Thank you. So I guess that's going to be it for the show. The studio, everybody's left the studio except for me.
I'm still
Alon's here. Chewy's here. I love you guys.
We're just getting ready to start this
show. I say we do an extended director's cut.
No, not at all. No. So for the Worst Little Podcast and Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, and all of Merkin, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night, ladies.
We're talking out of our ass.
Don't cry, princess.
Dogwater Studios.
Dirty thoughts about dirty men bring on dirty dreams and you're a dirty girl.